On a growing number of dairy farms, people don't decide when the cows need to be milked. The cows do. That's because farmers have called in robots to do the milking day or night. And for some families, the ones that run small dairies, the robots mean freedom. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Carol and Bill Schuler and their two sons, Billy and Wyatt, run a dairy farm near the town of Baroda in southwest Michigan. And for decades, family life revolved around milking 40 cows.
At 3:45 every morning, the first thing we did, we would clean the barn out.
We fed the cows, we milked the cows, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it all started over again. Feed the cows, milk the cows.
Milking time is kind of like our meal time. You know, we were more likely to be together during milking time than we were during mealtime.
That was Bill, Billy, and Carol Schuler. There were no weekends off, no holidays. If there was a big family get-together like a wedding, Bill Schuler says, they'd get there late or leave early.
If you're a small operation and you can't hire help, you're a virtual slave to your farm.
On top of that, recent years have been really tough for dairy farmers. Milk prices have slumped, as they sometimes do. Farmers are eating into their savings. Some are giving up on dairying. Bill and Carol Schuler wondered if their two sons really would want this life. Their grandmother, Shirley Schuler, really had her doubts.
You couldn't encourage them because you know it isn't easy. You know it isn't easy.
But a couple of years ago, Billy and Wyatt told their parents they did want to be dairy farmers. And the Schulers decided to make a big investment for the future of the farm and the family. There's a big new barn on the farm now. Inside it, 100 cows spend their days lounging on sawdust. And every once in a while, one of them decides it's her own personal milking time. She strolls down to one end of the barn where there's a small trailer-sized building. She pushes through a metal gate and walks into that building, into a special cow-sized chamber that holds her in place. A sensor reads her ID tag, and a robotic arm swings into action, reaching toward her udder.
Okay, so here we go.
Yep.
The first thing it's going to do is sanitize each teat with an iodine solution. Then it will go back and put the milkers on individually.
I see a little red light. Is that the...
Those are the lasers.
That's right, lasers. That's how the robot finds the teats. It takes the machine a couple of tries to attach the milkers. A human would do this much faster. But eventually it succeeds, and milk flows through hoses into a big storage tank. Bill Schuler's sons are usually here, but they don't have to be, at least not every minute. If something goes wrong, they'll get an alert on their phones. Robots are milking just a small minority of American cows, maybe 5%, but the share is growing. Big dairies are buying them to replace workers, often immigrants. Small farms have been getting them to replace family labor.
It absolutely changes your lifestyle. It gives you a life.
There's been a lot of talk lately about robots taking people's jobs. Bill Schuler hopes this robot will help his son stay in the dairy business.
If this technology was available 25 or 30 years ago, I'd still have more friends milking cows today. I have a friend, he's a couple years older than I am. I'm sure he would have robots. He'd still be milking cows today. His son would probably be there with him.
In fact, a small family-run dairy farm like this is rare enough these days, Schuler's turning it into a tourist attraction. Hundreds of people visited last year. Kids love the cows, he says. Older people are amazed by the robots. Dan Charles, NPR News.